哈利路亚，感谢神恩典。
Hallelujah, thanks to God's grace.
啊，在这个年会的第二天，我们可以一起啊，依然在这边聚集敬拜天上的真神。
That on the second day of spiritual convocation, we may still gather here to worship our God in heaven.
啊，今天是安息生日。
Today is the Sabbath, Holy Sabbath.
啊，刚才啊，小弟有谈到我们有关我们安息生日的这个守安息生日的目的。
And just earlier, I shared with you the purpose why we observe the Sabbath.
我们一定要去把它搞清楚。
So we must have an understanding of
it. 为什么神要我们守安息生日
？Why is it that God wants us to observe the Sabbath?
啊，这样我们才能够真正能够达到安息生日的一个守安息生日的一个目的。
So by that, we may be able to keep the true meaning of observing the Sabbath.
那今天早上呢，小弟想用耶稣的叮咛这个题目啊，做我们敬拜神互相勉励的一个题目。
This morning I like to use the topic the reminding of Jesus for mutual encouragement.
啊，在对观福音书当中啊，有记载的耶稣升天之前讲一些话。
In the related gospel books, there records what Jesus said prior to his ascension.
那这些话看起来都一样。
And perhaps all of the statements seem similar.
可是里面啊，重点却是不一样。
However, the key points are different.
那今天早上，让我们来回想耶稣当时向门徒啊所说的这些话。
And this morning, let us think back to what Lord has said to his disciples.
那我们来思考一下啊，那个时候耶稣跟门徒讲这些话，对我们的意义是什么
？And let us once again think about the meaning as to why the Lord tells his disciples.
好，我们先来看马太福音。
Let's first turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第28章
Matthew chapter 28
马太福音第28章第19节到第18节
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18
耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了19节
verse 19
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗20节
20
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了啊，我们知道说耶稣在升天之前就是说他在啊复活以后升天之前啊跟这个门徒讲了这么一段的话
And we know after his resurrection prior to his ascension this is what he said to his disciples
就是说啊叫门徒要去啊这个让万民做耶稣的门徒
And here Jesus told them to go and make disciples of all nations
那奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
And baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and Holy Spirit
那奉父子圣灵的名这个名就是耶稣这个我们都知道
And we know this name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is Jesus
啊事实上那时候在使徒行传里面啊谈到洗礼的时候也都是奉耶稣的名洗礼的
And in fact in the book of Acts when it speaks of baptism they baptize in the name of Jesus
而且耶稣叫他们说要将主耶稣所吩咐的教训都要教训给这些人来遵守
Not only that the Lord reminds to teach them and obey everything I have commanded you
这样神就会跟我们同在
And by that God will surely be with you always
一直到主耶稣来到再次来到这个世界
Until the day when the Lord once again comes to this world
那这一段我们都很清楚
And we are very familiar with this passage
可是在这一段的讲话里面啊、有第一句啊主耶稣特别讲了一个重点
But within this passage the Lord first speaks of a main point
他说天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了
First of all he said authority in heaven on earth has been given to me
为什么主耶稣特别讲了这么一段话
So why did Jesus specially emphasize this
这一段话在其他两个地方都没有谈到
This phrase is not being found in other gospel books
只有这个地方有谈到
Only this place mentions this
我们知道马太福音、是写给那个时候的犹太信徒看的
And we know the book of Matthew is written for the Jewish members at that time.
在使徒时代啊，那个时候的福音书非常非常的多卷，有几十卷。
And during that time, they have many gospel books.
并不是今天我们所看的四卷。
And they're not merely the four we see today.
那里面有很多啊是有问题的。
But we know many of them exist have problems.
因为当神在做工的时候，魔鬼也会做工。
Because when God is working, Satan is always also working.
所以那时候耶稣的门徒啊，在写福音书的时候，魔鬼也做工。魔鬼在那边啊，借着很多人写的有一些奇奇怪怪的东西。
So as the disciples of Jesus were writing the gospel books, Satan also used many other people to write different books.
所以如果你有看到有人跟你讲说，哎，那个有什么福音书，你不要随便乱看。
So if anyone tell you that there are different gospel books, don't take them lightly.
因为它很多都不是真的发生的事情。
Because many of the incidents recorded are not true events.
或者是呢，好像是真真假假，好像有的是真，有的是假。
Or perhaps some may seem so true, some may seem very fake.
那时候神感动啊。编圣经的啊那一群人啊，让他们选了这四卷福音书。
However, God had inspired those who compiled the Bible to choose these four gospel books.
都有他的目的的。
And he has his own purposes.
马太福音当初写的时候，你会发现马太福音里面写了很多有关啊 跟犹太人有关的事情。
In the beginning, if you read the book of Matthew, you realize it records many incidents related to the Jews.
马太福音里面写到很多东西都跟律法有关。
Many things recording book of Matthew are related to laws.
因为读马太福音的人，他们对律法很熟。
For those who read the book of Matthew are very familiar with the laws.
所以当他们读到马太福音的时候，他们就能跟主耶稣跟以前旧约的历史啊。的律法能够结合。
So when they read the book of Matthew, they're able to connect with the laws of the Old Testament.
那这个地方啊，特别记载到耶稣讲了一句话。
But here records a special statement made by the Lord.
他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Here says, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me."
难道主耶稣是神啊？难道主耶稣有那个没有拥有的权柄吗？
And since Jesus is God, is there any authority that he does not already obtain?
他创造世界。
He created the heavens.
他创造人类。
He created humanity.
他可以创造生命。
He can also create life.
他可以毁掉生命。
He can destroy life.
只要他说有就有。
As long as he says yes, there will be yes.
他说有光就有光。
When he says there's light, there is light.
他有什么权利不可没有的？
So what is what any authority does he not have?
这个世界不管是属物质的还是属灵的，都是属于神的。
Everything in this world, whether material, spiritual, already belong to him.
难道那个他没有拥有的权柄吗？
Is there authority that he does not yet possess?
那为什么主耶稣讲这样？
But why does Jesus say this?
好像在讲这句话之前，这个权柄不是全部都拥有的哦。
It's as if when he spoke of this prior to speaking this, not all authority belongs to him.
好像是发生了一件事以后。
It's as if something had happened that had given him this authority.
就是主耶稣为我们人类钉在十字架上以后才拥有的。
And we can see after Jesus crucified on the cross for us that he had this authority.
主耶稣到底在讲什么？
So what did Jesus mean?
为什么主耶稣要特别强调这一句话？
So why did Jesus especially emphasize this?
到底有什么权柄是神没有掌握的？
So which exactly which authority that God has not yet obtained?
我们来看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14。
第二章十四节。
2 verse 14。
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自使人的血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。这个地方讲到啊，耶稣啊，他来到这个世界上。
So here says that Jesus came into this world.
为什么耶稣一定要来到这个世界上？
Why must Jesus come into this world?
因为他的儿女有血肉之体。
Because his children have flesh and blood.
他如果要救他的儿女，
So if he's to save his children,
他一定自己要亲自成了血肉之体。
And he too must become a form of flesh and blood.
那借着为我们人类死，然后才可以救我们。
And through his death for us that he may save us.
那这个事情我们都知道。
So we all know of this.
我这边告诉我们说，借着死败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
But here says, by his death that he may destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil.
这个地方讲到魔鬼掌死权。
So here says, the devil holds the power of death.
我们要注意哦。
So we must be aware.
魔鬼是犯罪的天使。
You know, Satan is the angel we have sinned.
他为什么可以掌死权？
So why is it that he holds the power to death?
问题出在什么地方？
So where does the problem lie?
出在我们的祖宗。
It lies in our ancestor.
我们的祖宗把我们卖掉了。
We know our ancestors have betrayed and sold us.
亚当夏娃犯罪的时候。
In the time when Adam and Eve sinned.
就把我们卖给罪了。
That is the moment when they sold us to sin.
所以今天我们为什么会死？
And that is why today we will die.
因为我们祖宗把我们卖掉了。
Because our ancestors have sold us.
所以从那天开始，人类的生命跟神的生命就分离。
So from that day onward, our life had departed from the life of God.
因为人类将自己卖给罪。
Because for humanity, we have sold ourselves to sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
死权是被罪所控制。
And the authority of death is controlled by sin.
所以有人跟我讲说，为什么主耶稣一定要降在这个世界上来？他难道不能在天空就显现，然后就跟大家宣布，就说你们都得救了，这样不是更好吗？
So I tell them this is why Lord Jesus has to come into this world and he does not just appear in the heaven and proclaim to everyone that you're saved.
神不是天上的神吗？
Isn't God the God of heavens?
他的权柄不是很大吗？
Doesn't he hold great authority?
他要赦免就赦免啊。
He can forgive anyone he wants to forgive.
他就在天上显现说啊，全世界的人都赦免，那不是很比较快的啊。
And isn't it more convenient for him to just appear in the heaven and proclaim that everyone is saved?
他为什么一定还要在这个世界上受苦啊？
So why must he come into this world to suffer?
这个不是多此一举吗？
And didn't he do extra miles to do this?
因为主耶稣是绝对的公义啊。
Because we know God is an absolute just God.
主耶稣为什么来到这个世界？
So why did the Lord come into this world?
因为人被罪恶所辖制。
Because as men were restrained, constrained by sin.
他需要夺回死权。
And he has to gain back this authority of death.
他爱我们。
For he loves us.
所以他愿意来到这个世界上。
Therefore he's willing to come into this world.
这个是主耶稣的怜悯。
And this is the mercy of our Lord.
可是我们不要忘记主耶稣的公义。
But let us not forget his righteousness.
神是公义的。
And God is a just God.
他站在一个标准之上。
So we know he stands above the standard.
他不会违反他自己所设立的公义。
He will never go against that justice he has established.
他当然可以就显现，然后就说啊，大家都没有罪，当然是可以。
And we know certainly he can appear, tell everyone that you are sinless.
对神来讲没有什么难事。
For God, there is no difficulty in that.
可是这样没有办法满足公义。
But we know that cannot fulfill the righteousness.
神要面对谁？
And God, who will God face?
神还要面对天使。
And God has to face the angels.
神还要面对魔鬼撒旦。
He also has to face Satan, the devil.
撒旦他的意思就是控告。
And Satan is the accuser.
今天神的儿女犯罪了。
Today the children of God have sinned.
就这样啊，犯罪没有关系吗？
Is that it? That it doesn't matter if you sin today.
那神怎么站得住脚呢？
So how can God take his stand?
神为主耶稣为什么来到这个世界上？
So today, why did the Lord come into this world?
要满足公义。
And that is to fulfill righteousness.
因为他想要救我们。
Because he wants to save us.
所以来到这个世界上，他亲自我们钉在十字架上。
Therefore, by coming into this world, he was crucified on the cross.
用他的生命来换我们的生命。
It's through his own life that he has exchanged for ours.
所以他夺回了死权。
And by that, he had gained back the power of death.
我们昨天有谈到。
And yesterday, we had mentioned.
主耶稣如果没有复活。
Today, if the Lord has not resurrected.
那一切都归空了。
Then all will go in vain.
不过主耶稣复活了。
But today, Jesus has resurrected.
他战胜了死权。
He has overcame death.
所以主耶稣在这个地方跟我们说，我们要去传福音的时候。
So right here, when the Lord tells us to preach the gospel.
跟以色列人说要去传福音的时候，
When he told the Israelites to go and preach the gospel，
跟他的门徒说要去传福音的时候，
When he addressed the disciples to preach the gospel，
他先说这句话。
This is what he said first。
天上地下所有权柄都是给我了。
The authority of heavens and earth has been given to me。
主耶稣已经战胜死权。
For Jesus had already overcome death。
没有任何东西可以跟我让我们跟神隔绝。
And there's nothing or no one who can separate us from God.
为什么罗马书会特别讲？
So why did Book of Romans
说没有任何东西可以让我们跟神的爱隔开？
That nothing can separate us from the love of God.
我们看罗马书第八章三十一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
罗马书八章三十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？三十二节。
32.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？三十三节。
33.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。三十四节。
34.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现在在神的右边也替我们祈求。所以后来就讲，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？啊，这一段下面这一段我们就很熟了。
And we are very familiar with the passage.
今天为什么没有任何东西可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝
？Today, why is it that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God?
今天为什么没有任何人可以控告我们
？Today, why is it that no one can bring a charge against us?
因为主耶稣我们死
，Because God has already died for us.
而且他已经复活了
，He has also resurrected.
他得了一切的权柄
，He has obtained all authorities.
魔鬼不能再控告我们了
，Satan can no longer accuse us.
魔鬼如果像控告我们像控告约伯一样
，So today Satan continued to accuse us like he accused Job.
主耶稣跟他讲说：“我为他死了。”
Jesus will say to him that I already.
你有什么意见吗
？Die for him. Do you have any opinions?
我的儿子的确是犯罪了。
Then in fact, my son has sinned.
不，我为他死了。
But today I've already died for him.
你有什么话讲吗
？What else do you have to say?
没有话说。
So now you're speechless.
所以主耶稣在这边告诉我们一点什么
？So what is Jesus trying to tell us here?
主耶稣已经得到权柄了。
That today he had already obtained authority.
要我们开始救人。
That today we may start to save men.
这边是讲到救恩的这个正当性。
So this is to tell us the beginning of salvation.
今天你去救人，你去传福音，绝对不会错误的。
Today it is right for you to go out to preach and to save men.
主耶稣已经复活了。
For Jesus has already resurrected.
他已经在天上为我们祈求。
He's already in heaven interceding for us.
没有任何事情可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
There's not one thing that can separate us from the love of Christ.
所以我们今天去传福音是正当的。
So today it is right for us to go out and preach.
所以我们不要害怕去传福音。
So let us not be fearful to go out and preach.
很多人害怕传福音。
But many of us are frightened to go out.
有什么好害怕传福音
What is there to be afraid of?
有人跟我讲说传道我们去传人家都不信。
But some people tell me that preacher, when I go out to preach, no one will believe in me.
不信，不信就不信嘛。
Well, if they don't believe, then just don't believe.
不信就拉倒。
If they don't believe, then
传道你怎么可以这样讲？
Then, preacher, how can you say this?
我们有时候要认清事实。
But many times I tell them you have to face the truth.
我们要爱。
That we must have love.
可是我们的爱是站立在恩公义上面的。
But our love stands on righteousness and justice.
有台语叫做蛤蟆猴啦，不可以蛤蟆猴，就是说，不是你把全部都 mix 在一起的。
That today we cannot mix everything together.
我们事情要讲清楚。
But we must be clear of certain things.
我们今天去传福音没有错。
It is right today we go out to preach the gospel.
你不，可是你不可以说，因为我去传福音，人家都不来信，所以我就不要去传。
But today you cannot say that just because I go out, nobody believes, so I will not go out to preach anymore.
小弟在台湾传福音的时候，常常要去分传单。
So in Taiwan, when I go out to preach, we often have to go pass out flyers.
那我们在分传单的时候，很多人都跟我讲。
So when we distribute flyers, many will tell me.
传道好丢脸哦，我们觉得好丢脸哦。
Many of the members will tell me, preacher, we feel so shameful to be passing out the flyers.
我们把那个福音，我们把传单传给别人的时候，别人都不拿。
So when we pass out flyers, no one will take the flyers.
那有时候拿了就在你面前就把那个传单揉一揉就丢在地上。
Even when we pass it out to them right in front of our face, they will crumble the flyer and throw it away.
完全不尊重你。
And they will not respect you at all.
甚至说的风凉话。
Even they will insult you.
所以他们常常讲一句话。
So often they will say this.
在台湾他们笑基督徒是这样笑的。
So the many of the people in Taiwan laugh at Christians.
说耶稣是你吃，是你穿，是你欠钱不用还。
So Jesus will grant you things to eat, things to wear, and things to live, but you don't have to pay back the money.
他们就真的要在大庭广众讲，故意讲很大声给人家听。
So this is how many people will actually say this out loud in the large crowd.
那有时候他会跟你讲啊，你那个死没有人哭得来了，那个死没有人哭得来了。
And they will also tell you that
死，意思就是说哈，因为在中国的社会里面，他们就是说人死后子孙要拜这个不是。这个亲友要拜这个死掉的人。
You know, in the Chinese tradition, when your family have passed away, you have to worship them.
啊，其实很多的民族都有这样做。
You know, many other races have this tradition.
基督徒不跪拜那死掉的人。
As for Christian, we know we never worship or bow down to those deceased.
啊，他们就故意讲说啊，那个死没有人哭的，就是说你死了没有人替你哭的那种人来。
So they will laugh at Christian, saying you have a deceased family member, but you are the ones people will never cry for you.
那讲的话好难听的嘞。
And they are very insulting words.
哇，那个有时候。那个你会看那个小朋友哭回来。
And you see little child, little member child.
传道他们怎么可以这样骂我们
？And they're crying, saying, "Preacher, how can they mock us in such a way?"
我就说了。
So I'll tell them.
你怕什么
？What are you afraid of?
他们讲这是因为他们不懂啊。
They say this because they don't understand.
我都跟他们说了。
So I'll tell them this.
我们是主耶稣是我们穿，是我们吃，是我们穿。你讲对了。
It is right that Jesus grants us things to live, things to wear and eat.
不过主耶稣是给我们有足够的饮食啦，所以我们就不需要去像你所说什么借钱不用还啦。
But Jesus always grants us enough, so we never have to borrow and not give back.
我都好好的跟他们说啊。
So I will tell them very nicely.
有些人会觉得很丢脸。
But some people will feel rather shameful.
因为他们对我们这样哈，他们又不认识我们，他们干嘛对我们这样？我们也没有伤害他们。
They'll feel very sad that we don't even know them. Why do they still treat us in such a way?
有时候反而你很软的跟他讲，他说啊，拍谁，不好意思，我们不是故意的啊，开玩笑。
But even if you tell them that, sometimes they will feel shameful, saying, "We don't even mean it. We don't mean it at all."
他开玩笑，我可不开玩笑。
Even when they're joking, I'm not joking with them.
你要信是你的福气。
Today, if you want to believe that, it's your blessing.
你不要信是你家的事。
But today, if you don't want to believe that, it's your own business.
我们说个很现实的话，就是这样。
And this is what we say, the fact.
今天我为什么传福音
？Today, why do I preach the gospel?
因为我一定要去传福音。
Because today, I must preach the truth.
因为神爱我。
Because God loves me.
今天我进入这个家庭，我就进入一个爱的家庭。
Today I have entered into this family. I have entered into the family of love.
我有好的信息。
And I have a good message.
我有神的爱。
I have the love of God.
我不能不告诉我的朋友。
I cannot but to tell my friends and families.
我不能不告诉你。
I cannot not tell you.
因为这样才是一个有爱的人。
Because that is how I can show my love.
我不能去规定说你一定要来信。
And today I cannot control and whether or not your belief.
当然我更不能强迫你。
And, needless to say, I can't force you to believe.
每一个人的信仰都是自由的。
We know we all have a freedom of choice to believe, to faith.
可是我只管传啊。
But all I care about is to preach.
你要不要信是你家的事。
Whether or not you want to believe, that is your business.
我们讲的实在话是这样。
So this is what we say.
当然我们跟亲戚朋友不要这样讲啊。
Of course, we shouldn't say this to our family members.
你不要跟他讲，你不要行大歹极啊，不要这样跟他讲啊。
So never say this to your family members.
我们说。我们关起门来是这个是事实。
And we know behind doors, this is the truth and the fact.
你来信，你就有福气了。
Today, if you come to believe, you have blessings.
你不信，我们会觉得很难过。
If you don't believe, we'll feel very sad.
我们觉得很难过，不是说啊，我们少一个人来信，
And today we're saddened not because we have one short member.
我们很难过是因为 好可惜哦，你不能得到，你不能得到福气了。
We're sad because it's rather fortunate that today you cannot obtain this blessing.
我把福音传给你是因为爱。
And today I preach the gospel to you out of love.
因为你来信耶稣就可以得到爱。
Because today if you believe in Jesus, you obtain love.
今天你拒绝这一份爱。
However, today you have rejected this portion of love.
而且是非常真实的爱。
And this is a very precious love.
我们只能觉得很可惜。
So we feel rather fortunate,
unfortunate. 我们会难过。
And that's the reason why we feel sad.
不过那是你的选择。
But that is your, still your choice.
我们也没办法。
And we have no choice.
所以当我们在传福音的时候,
so in times we're preaching the gospel,
神已经将所有的权利都给我们了。
God has already given us all the authorities.
你只管去传。
All you have to do is go out and preach.
去传就没有错。
As long as you go out to preach, that is right.
你不要管有多少人来信。
You should never care about how many people come to believe.
你不要管说他们以后会不会来信。
And you do not need to care whether or not they will come in the future.
那个都不是重点。
And those are all not all the key points.
重点是你要把这个信息传给他们。
And the point lies in the fact that you have to preach the message to them.
因为主耶稣告诉我们说, 上天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我们了。
Because Jesus tells us that all authorities on heaven and earth have already been given to us.
我们传福音是有正当性的。
And we have a right to go and preach the gospel.
所以我们只管去传。
So all you have to do is go on and preach.
我们不用害怕。
And need not to be afraid.
耶稣教会在美国算是很少数的。
We know true church is considered a minority within the United States.
不止在美国啊。
Not only in the United States.
那在很多国家都是很少数的。
I believe in all the many other countries.
耶稣教会在一个国家里面可以被知道 大概只有台湾的。
And we can say only in Taiwan that true Jesus Church is known to the country.
你跟他讲耶稣教会很多人都知道了。
If you speak of the same true Jesus Church, many people will know of our church.
因为台湾不是很大。
Because Taiwan is not too big.
教会又多。
And we also have many churches.
好，所以说他们比较容易知道。
So it is easier for them to be known by others.
其实很多西方国家对传道都很尊重的。
But in fact, many of the Western nations respect the preachers. Quite much.
我有一次到纽西兰去。
So there's once I went to New Zealand.
然后我要入关的时候，他们就问我说：“哎，你是来这边干什么的？”
So when I was about to enter customs, they asked me, "What are you doing here?"
我说我是一个传道，我来这边哦，来参观我们的教会哈，来这个关心我们的弟兄姐妹，也是我的朋友。
So I told them that I'm a preacher. I'm here to visit and to pastor the churches here.
然后他就很高兴哦。
So he was very joyful.
他就马上印章拿起来，咚，这样子。
So he immediately stamped my passport.
马上问了一句话。
And he immediately asked me this.
那个传道，他就叫我传道。他说，传道，请问你是哪个教会的？
So he immediately called me preacher and said, preacher, which church do you belong to?
我说我是真耶稣教会的。
So I said I belong to True Jesus Church.
他说啊，什么？
He said what did you say?
我说真耶稣教会。
I said True Jesus Church.
我本来说 TJC， 他听不懂，我说 True Jesus Church。
So I said, True Jesus Church.
Where? Where? 我怎么知道 where? 我根本不知道地址。 他跟我说哪里？ 我说 奥克兰跟基督城都有。
So he asked me where. I said, in Auckland and Christchurch.
他说想一想说 哎，没关系啦，感谢神，他就叫我过去。
So he said, it's okay, just thank God.
你看，不知道这耶稣教会是什么东西。
So he's never heard of True Jesus Church.
因为我们人很少啊。
Because we have so many little members.
不过他还是很尊重我们，因为他知道我们是信耶稣的这样。
However, he still respected us because we believe in Christ.
我们人很少。
We have few in number.
可是我们人很少，不代表我们的力量少。
But just because we're few in membership doesn't mean we are short in power.
如果我们知道我们今天所信的是什么。
If we know today what is it that we believe in today.
如果我们知道我们今天所拥有的是什么。
If we know today well what we have.
你就不会认为我们人少。
Then you will never feel that we're short in membership.
有人跟我这样讲。
Some people once tell me.
传道，我们的人比较少，我们的历史比较短。
And some member told me that preacher, we have so few in number and our history is short. So therefore we are shameful, we don't dare to preach the gospel into others.
因为我的朋友说福音是从西方人传给东方人的。
And because my friend will tell me that the gospel is preached from the westerner to the easterners.
你东方人传给我西方人很奇怪。
It's very strange for an easterner to preach to the westerner.
有什么好奇怪的？
So what is so strange about that?
保罗是东方人还是西方人？
Was Paul a westerner or easterner?
保罗是以色列人。
Paul was an Israelite.
他是纯种的以色列人。
He was a pure Israelite.
以色列人是黄种人。
I mean, a pure Israelite, they were
黄种人。
Of yellow skin.
他跟我们是黑头发，真正的以色列人是黑头发黄皮肤，不过他们彼此比较懂。
And we know the Israelites, they had black hair, they had dark hair.
纯种的真的是这样哦。
And this is a pure Israelite.
那请问基督教是谁传给谁的？
So let me ask you, where did Christianity start? Who preached to who?
是 黄皮肤的传的啦。
It is the people with yellow skin who have preached.
以前保罗在传福音的时候，就是传给西方人的。
So before when Paul preached the gospel, he preached to the Westerners.
保罗可以传，为什么我们今天不可以传
？So if Paul could preach at that time, why is it today we don't dare to preach?
保罗在传的时候，人数有比我们多吗
？So in the time when Paul preached the gospel, did he have more members to preach?
没有啊，他人数哪有比我们现在多
？So there were not more members than we have today.
他们一个布道团出去，顶多也不几个人而已啊。
So when a network that goes out, they only have a few.
那些西方人从来没有人知道说什么耶稣不耶稣的。
And the Easterners never come to know about Jesus or not.
因为保罗到雅典去的时候，他保罗还被人家笑。
Even when Paul went to Athens, he was mocked and laughed at.
我们听他讲什么，我们来听听看这个人在讲什么东西。
Let us hear what this person has to say to us.
保罗也不怕啊。
So Paul was not afraid.
讲就讲啊。
So you had to say it, just say it out.
我讲的是真理啊。
Because I speak the truth.
我因为爱你，所以我讲。
Because I love you, so I will tell you.
因为神已经将这个正当性确立了。
Because God has already established this right.
既然今天讲这个是对的。
Since what I speak of is true,
我就讲
then I will say it.
有什么不对
So what's wrong about it?
就讲啊
Just say it.
虽然那是他布道完以后没有几个人相信
Even though after that evangelical service, not many have believed.
没有几个人相信就没有几个人相信啊
If there are not many to believe, then just let it be.
信仰是自己的
We know our faith is ours.
人可以自己选择
And as a man, we can choose for ourselves.
所以为什么以后在审判的时候人会没有话说
It is why during the judgment day that man will become speechless.
你已经知道了
Because you already know.
只不过你没有接受
Just the fact that you did not accept.
所以说基本上我们知道说我们虽然是东方人也不用害怕传给西方人
So today we must know that even though we're Asians, let us not be afraid to preach to the Westerners.
我们人数少
Even though we're few in number.
我们人数哪有多少啊
And how few are we?
耶稣那个时候啊，降下圣灵，那把使徒他们得到圣灵。
In the time when Jesus descended the Holy Spirit, the disciples received the Holy Spirit.
他们是从多少人开始建立教会的
？How many people did they start to establish a church?
120个吗
？Did they only have 120 members?
才120个。
They only had 120.
今天真耶稣教会在全世界超过300万人。
But today in True Jesus Church, we have more than 3 million members.
120个跟300万人差很多。
Can you compare the two numbers? There is a great gap.
他们也没有怕说我们人数少。
But they were never afraid that they were few in numbers.
人数少跟传福音没有关系。
We know number of membership have nothing to do with preaching the gospel.
如果跟当时的犹太教来比较。
If you compare to the Judaism,
那时候教会才120个人，刚开始那一天啊。
We know the apostle church from that day on, they only had 120 members.
他们人很多吗
？Did they have many members?
没有啊。
And we saw no.
我们的历史短。
And we have a short history.
以当时的使徒教会来讲
And speaking of the apostolic churches.
论到敬拜天上的真神
And speaking of the true God in heaven.
摩西是在公元前1500年前的人物
And Moses was a character 1500 before Christ.
1500年了 1500, 那我们要知道是说你1500年跟那个时候的基督教的时间差多少
But you have to know how far away is under 1,500 years from the time of Christianity.
零对一千五百年嘛。
So that's zero compared to 1,500.
这个教会历史比较长，它所传的都是真的吗
？So even with a longer church history, does it mean all they preach is correct?
那法利赛人，为什么主耶稣要骂法利赛人
？Why is it that Jesus rebuked the Pharisees?
以色列人不是敬拜神至少一千五百年吗？
Hasn't the Israelites worshipped God for 115 years?
人数少，历史短，绝对不是借口。
We know few in membership or short history is not an excuse for us.
它绝对不成为不正当性的借口。
And they will never be established as an excuse.
今天我们可以得救，是因为主耶稣基督。
But today we're able to be saved because of our Lord Jesus.
我们不用怕。
And let us not be afraid.
我们有我们传福音的正当性。
For we have the evidence and right to preaching.
也不用担心。
And let us not also worry.
只管传。
Just go and preach.
神说我已经确立了。
For God said I have already made sure of this.
我们这一节先到这边。
So we would like to conclude this session.
好，我们休息以后我们再继续。好，请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.